Unscripted.
Each episode is available to view on YouTube, so be sure to check us out.
You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. It's like a constant thing,
yeah,
you know,
because
we are constantly messing up because we are not perfect, right?
Yeah.
So yes, it's something that you're going to be working on a lot.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And don't get yourself down on that because in the words of Stephen Jones, who we interviewed a while back, everybody sucks. You know, we're all going through it. We're all making mistakes.
Yeah. Hi guys, welcome back. Today we are going to be talking about a very requested topic from you guys, which is repentance. And I think that is an awesome one to request because this is something that hopefully a lot, you know, most of us are doing, and it's something that a lot of people can relate to, but it's also, it can be kind of difficult sometimes. So I think it's very good that we're going to be talking about this one today.
A lot of tough questions associated with this one. I mean, you've got the basics of, you know, how to repent, but then there's also, like, how do you know you've been forgiven?
Mm-hmm. Or that you've repented fully.
Mm-hmm. So let's start with how to repent.
How to repent.
So I guess in the church, we tend to, I think, sometimes go to the checklist when it comes to repentance.
Yeah.
And in fact, we have the checklist here on our little notes pages. But so, and the checklist is helpful. Okay, so it's important to listen to it. So, recognize our sins, feel sorrow for our sins, forsake our sins, confess our sins, make restitution, forgive others, and continue on to keep the commandments.
Yeah,
those are helpful steps.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it's important to remember that repentance is more than just running through the checklist.
Yeah, agreed. I think that running through a checklist kind of almost makes it seem like it's like you have to do it right or else it's not, you haven't done it correctly, you know? Or maybe, I mean, I'm not saying that this is true for everybody, but maybe some people might see it as like, oh, that's all I have to do, you know? And maybe they're not truly repentant. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so like, we're going to get personal here for a little bit.
It's personal.
Not too personal, though. But, like, for me, in my past, like, I have a terrible conscience. I have a guilty conscience. Like, I just worry about, you know, did I make a mistake? Did I do something wrong?
Yeah.
And when you use the checklist approach to repentance, at least in my experience, like I would try to apply that in theory to every little thing that I felt I did wrong, or even that wasn't wrong, but I thought might have been wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so and that's just overwhelming.
Yeah.
I guess because I was kind of a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're a perfectionist and you think you've got to run through all these steps with every little mistake, it can be really depressing because you can't.
Right?
And there will inevitably be sins or mistakes that slip through the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a constant worry for me. Like, what if there was something that I did that I forgot
that
to repent
of? Yeah, absolutely.
The only problem is, I can't remember what I've forgotten.
And I think that one of the problems with that is that it makes you feel like you are the person cleansing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, if I didn't run through this list, then you know, I'm not forgiven and I need to, you know, obsess over it.
Yeah, yeah.
But we need to remember that you are not the person cleansing yourself of sin.
Right.
That is Jesus. And I think it's important to, I mean, in a way, it was kind of good for me to realize the futility of that approach because it forced me to turn to the Savior.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's a scary thing to do sometimes because it's kind of a vulnerable position. You're like, I don't know what my status is before you, but I don't know if I've not fully repented of something, but I want to, I'm going to let you take the wheel.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood.
So if I'm thinking about the checklist,
it's a good guide.
Yes, absolutely. And I think for some other people, at least for me, I think repentance is more like I'm focusing on my relationship with the Savior. And it's kind of like, you know, like our earthly relationships, sometimes we may say something insulting. Sometimes we may mess up. Sometimes we do something that might hurt someone else's feelings. And that's very uncomfortable. But when we can be vulnerable and apologize and open up and show that we want to work on our relationship with that person, then there's so much relief in just going forward and, you know, just fixing that, you know. And there is not necessarily a checklist when it comes to apologizing to someone, you know, in our earthly relationships. And so I kind of see it the same way with the Lord. Is I see it as like we have a relationship, and I'm doing my part to make sure that this stays a good relationship and that I do what I promised I would do.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I think that there's a balance, because obviously the Lord loves effort, as President Nelson likes to say.
Yep.
So I think he expects us to do our best to correct the wrongs that we've committed.
Absolutely.
But it's Jesus who is going to take away that sin,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and we can't lose sight of that. There's a scripture that I love.
Okay.
1 Peter 4:8, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. And I don't know if I'm pulling this out of context a little bit, maybe I am, but applying this to repentance, like, I like this verse because it shows that it's not so much about a checklist, and it's a lot more about your heart.
Yeah.
And where you're aligning your heart with God, aligning your will with God's will.
Yeah.
And I think that is a good indicator of your status
mm-hmm.
with God, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that makes total sense.
Okay, so we've kind of covered how to repent rather vaguely, I think, because there's not necessarily a right way.
Yeah.
Because it is more about your heart and your relationship with God and your relationship with others. But I do think that it's important to mention that I think that it's healthy to look at repentance not so much as an event that you participate in, but rather a lifestyle that you live.
Yeah, totally. Because it's something that it's like a constant thing.
Yeah,
you know,
you're
because
never gonna stop.
We are constantly messing up because we are not perfect, right?
Yeah.
So yes, it's something that you're going to be working on a lot.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And don't get yourself down on that, because in the words of Stephen Jones, who we interviewed a while back, everybody sucks, you know. We're all going through it. We're all making mistakes.
Yeah.
And remember what Brad Wilcox mentioned in General Conference, that worthiness does not equate to flawlessness. Okay, so maybe we should move on to the question, how do you know you've been forgiven?
That is such a good question.
This is something that I've struggled with in the past.
Yeah.
A lot.
Me too, absolutely. I think it is important to say that just because we still remember our sin after repenting, that does not mean we have not been forgiven. So I like this quote. It's by Elder Callister. It says, "On some occasions, I believe our sins are cleansed before the guilt goes away. Why is that? Perhaps in God's mercy, the memory of that guilt is a warning, a spiritual stop sign that cries out when similar temptations confront us. Don't go down that road. You know the pain it can bring. Perhaps for those in the process of repenting, it is meant to be a protection, not a punishment."
Mm.
I think that's huge.
Yeah, that's super helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also important to remember that, and this is for people like me that maybe obsess a little bit about their past mistakes, in order for you to be forgiven, you need to be willing to forgive yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I think we're harder on ourselves than maybe anybody else is sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So for those perfectionists out there that are worried about if you've fully repented of past sins and mistakes, like, at some point you need to put those things to bed. You need to be done with them.
Yep.
Forgive yourself for them. And move on,
mm-hmm.
onwards and upwards. Like, there comes a point where you need to stop letting those things that have happened in the past harm you now.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's going to stop you or hinder your progression right now.
Well, and this is how this is how we learn, right? We were sent to the earth to learn and to grow and to gain experience. And sometimes, you know, when we make a mistake, we learn from that rather than holding on to it from the past. We take that and we can learn and grow from that.
Yeah.
And I think that's...
Yeah, I think we have high standards for ourselves.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it can be depressing. It can be hard when we're making mistakes, especially the same mistakes over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But remember that your mistakes aren't coming as a surprise to God.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you're going to do something wrong and God is going to be like, oh my
what
gosh,
are you doing?
I wasn't expecting this. Like, he knows.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he's willing to still extend forgiveness
yeah.
to you. So if he's willing to do that, why aren't you willing to extend forgiveness to yourself?
Yeah.
All right, explain this to me like I'm a 2-year-old, okay? Because,
you know?
Agreed, absolutely.
So back to this question. How do we know we've been forgiven?
Yeah.
Something that's helpful for me is to remember that the Spirit of God does not dwell in unholy temples.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We are the temple of God, right? Our bodies. And so if you are experiencing the Holy Ghost, if you're experiencing revelation and you feel a companionship of the Holy Ghost, I think that's a good indicator
yep.
that you're okay. Now, I think the Holy Ghost can visit you and say, hey, you messed up.
Mm-hmm.
You need to repent of this thing.
Yep.
But if you're reading the scriptures and you're feeling inspiration and you're seeing the hand of God in your life and you're feeling the Holy Ghost regularly, I think that's a good indication that you're doing well.
I think so too. Absolutely. Because yeah, it would be perfectly ideal if we could just hear him say, you are forgiven, or, you know, have like a very clear idea that we have been forgiven, but that's just not always how it works, and that's what makes it difficult. But I definitely think that if we've repented the way that he says we should, then he says that he will forgive us, you know. And I, like you said, I think as long as you are doing your best and you are still feeling the Spirit, I think that it's pretty safe to say you've been forgiven.
That's a good point. You said doing your best, and it reminds me of a quote from a pirate from Pirates of the Caribbean when these two funny pirates are sitting in a boat and one of them's reading the Bible. And he's like, it's the Bible. You get credit for trying, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Bible. You get credit for trying.
Pretending to read the Bible's a lie.
You get credit. You do. You get credit for trying. Like,
it's true.
You don't have to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But if your heart is in the right place and you're trying to do the best you can,
mm-hmm.
I think that is more important
yeah.
to God.
I know. And he knows that.
Yeah.
Totally. Another thing that I think is pretty huge that comes with repentance, and we've kind of already talked about this, is just the guilt that, oh, I need, like when you think to yourself, I need to repent, that can bring a lot of guilt rather than bringing maybe like the cleansing feeling. Mm. You know, I think that because, you know, in movies and just things that you hear, it's always like, oh, you need to go repent because you have done something terrible, you know? And so I think people think of, oh, I have done something terrible. I have upset the Lord. This is really bad. You know what I mean?
I'm a terrible person.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's pretty common. I don't think that's uncommon when it comes to repentance and when we mess up, because like we've been saying, there's a lot of perfectionist ideologies and everything. But I was talking with my husband about this, and I don't remember where he saw it, but he said that somewhere there's a, I don't know if it's a definition or what, but repentance can mean to turn towards God. Mm, and I thought that was huge, because I was like, yes, I think that when you're feeling guilty or when you've messed up, the first thing that you need to do is turn towards God. You're not going to him saying, I mean, okay, yes, I guess technically you are going to him and saying, you know, you're sorry for what you did, but you're also turning towards him and you're looking to him for that, for guidance too.
Turning your heart towards him.
Yes, exactly. You're going to him to help you better yourself and to help you with this. And I think that, you know, again, it's just the relationship that you have with him. And there's, go ahead.
I think sometimes we tend to focus on symptoms instead of using repentance to address an underlying problem. And I think that that's what repentance is all about. It's not just saying, hey, I'm sorry I stole this candy bar from your store. It's like, why, addressing that question of like, why do I feel the need to steal? Why am I doing these things? What's the underlying issue here that needs to be resolved so that these things stop happening? Now, don't get me wrong. You need to return the candy bar or, you know, fix that. But repentance goes deeper than that.
Absolutely.
And don't be depressed when it takes time to turn that heart, you know, because that's a process. It's a lifelong process. It's a lifestyle. Like, nobody's going to be perfect at it. So maybe as we close this up, I think it could be important, could be good, because we've kind of been talking under the assumption that everybody knows how to repent.
I do not understand.
I do.
I understood that reference.
Right.
You know, or, or what repentance is. So maybe we're going to go back to this checklist. And remember everything that we've said about the checklist thing, like keep that in mind. But we want to look at some of these principles of repentance that should help guide you as you kind of go along this path. I would suggest, kind of as you've talked about, thinking of repentance as reconciling your relationship with God and with your fellow man, because I think that that's intertwined there a bit. So recognizing our sins, that's not too difficult. We're going back to the checklist.
Yeah.
It's not too difficult to recognize your sins. That's kind of one of the easier parts of the process here.
Yeah.
Feeling sorrow for our sins is obviously essential, and that's one of the things that we're really good at.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Feeling Maybe bad. A little too much. Mm-hmm.
Forsaking our sins, that's challenging. That's one of the more challenging ones. Stopping the things that you're doing that are harming your relationship with God.
That's true.
Get help if you need help from people, you know. Go to the AA meeting, go to the pornography addiction recovery program, whatever it may be. Like, it's very, like, I feel like Satan thrives in isolation, right? So get it out there. Talk to people. Talk to a friend. Talk to a parent. Talk to a leader in a church. Get it out there, and it helps. It's hard to do.
Yes.
But it helps.
And there's no shame in getting help. We were never meant to do any of this alone.
Yep. Well said. Confess our sins. This one, I think we should spend a little bit of time on, because this is a constant question that I see coming from members. When it comes to confession, how do I know if a sin that I have committed warrants or needs to be taken care of by talking to a priesthood leader, a leader in church?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all answer to this.
Yeah, I agree.
I've had this question in the past, and my personal advice to you would be that if there's any question about whether or not you need to talk to a priesthood leader about it, talk to a priesthood leader about it. It's fine. I have done that multiple times where I didn't know if I needed to talk to a priesthood leader, and I did, and it turned out that I didn't need to. I probably didn't need to, but I still felt so much better afterwards.
Yeah.
And so I think that is it's a scary thing to do at first, but if it makes you feel better, like, it's not worse than having to live with that hankering feeling in the back of your mind, like, What's going on here? What do I need to do here? You know?
Yeah.
So then that's what your leaders are there for. And they're not there to condemn you. They're there to help you and listen to you. And I have had nothing but fantastic experiences.
Yeah, that's good.
With leaders, as I've talked about past mistakes. Mm-hmm. I know that's not the case with everybody, but it has been for me. And I'm eternally grateful to those leaders for just the doorway to peace that they opened for me.
Yeah.
Even if I didn't necessarily need them, they were helpful.
It was still good.
They were helpful counselors for me, just to kind of reassure me that, like, you're doing okay, you know?
Yep, I think that's great. I think that's perfect.
Make restitution. this is a tough one, because this is one where I've, so restitution is essentially like trying to fix what was broken, mm-hmm. right? Like you steal the candy bar, you give the candy bar back, or you go back and you pay for the candy bar.
Yeah.
This is a tough one, because this is one where I always thought, like, what if there's something that I forgot to make restitution for?
Yeah. Yeah. I've had that too, for sure.
How do you deal with that?
I think for me personally, it kind of just goes back with a lot of things that we've talked about, where I'm just like, you know, even if I have forgotten something, I'm putting my trust in the Lord that He knows what that thing is.
Yeah.
And He knows that I am making an effort to be better.
Yeah.
And He knows that I am going to be working on this in our relationship. So that's personally how I do it. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I agree. I think it comes back to, like, there will inevitably be things that either you forget to make restitution for, or that that you can't make restitution for.
That's true.
And that's when you have to do your best to do what you can and turn to the Lord, because
mm-hmm.
He's the one, again, that's going to be taking away that sin. So turn your heart to Him, do the best you can, do what you can, and trust that the Lord is going to do what He's there for.
That's huge. The trust, absolutely.
This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
And that's part of reconciling that relationship with God, is mm-hmm. trusting in Him. And it's not just like, I made a mistake, I was wrong, sorry, now we can be friends again.
Mm-hmm.
It's trusting that the promises that God has made to you are still valid, and that He still cares about you, and that
yep.
He's got your back,
mm-hmm.
and that He's going to take care of you. I think that's important. So yeah, another thing that just turns us towards Him.
Yep. And I think that it makes me think of something that, again, my husband said that I loved so much. There is having faith in God and being faithful to God.
Mm.
I thought that was so great, because, yeah, you're having faith that he's there with you, and that you're trusting Him, like you were saying, and you're being faithful to Him because you're working on yourself. You're working on your relationship with Him and the covenants you've made. And just everything.
Love it.
That's huge.
And in turn, God is going to show us that He is faithful to
yep.
us.
It's a two-way thing.
It yep. is. Like, I think about the story of Abraham and Isaac. Abraham was asked to sacrifice his son Isaac. He had been promised posterity by God in the Abrahamic covenant. So sometimes we think about this sacrifice of Isaac as just this horrible test of faith for Abraham. But this was... That's part of it, but this was God showing Abraham that He was going to be faithful, that God was going to be faithful,
yep.
that He was going to allow him to have that posterity. So it's important to give God that opportunity to show that in our lives.
Yeah, that's a great example.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love that story. Okay. Forgive others is another part of the process here. The Lord said, I will forgive whom I will forgive, but of you, it is required to forgive all men.
Yep.
Pretty straightforward. Easier said than done.
Absolutely.
it's a process. It's easy for us to sit here and say, yeah, just forgive everybody.
Yep.
But, I mean, include the Lord in that process. You know, like there might be some situations where you're really struggling to forgive somebody. There are horrible things. People do horrible, horrible, horrible things sometimes.
Yeah.
And it can be hard to get to that point. And that's, again, another thing that enables us to turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really struggling here. And if this is going to happen, I know I need to get to this point. But if it's going to happen, I need you to help me get there.
Yep.
Because I can't do it on my own.
I love that so much. Including the Lord in your forgiveness. That's
yep.
great.
And also include yourself in that. Forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
As we've talked about.
Yeah.
Be kind.
It's too late to win.
Don't say that.
Okay, keep the commandments. This is just kind of the endure to the end
yeah.
portion of things, I think, where you just need to keep striving. Keep doing your best.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on keeping on.
Keep moving forward, as the Robinsons say.
Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward.
There you go. All right. Well, I think we've talked enough about this. We've been talking for a long time, but this is a really important
This is a good one.
Thing.
Yep.
Yeah. It's one of those basic principles of the gospel that can be not so basic.
Yeah, sometimes. It's true. Mm-hmm.
And if you have questions, I mean, please reach out to people. Again, talk to your friends and family about this. You can, you know, try and find us on social media, and we'd be happy to talk with you. But do your best. Do your best to turn your heart to God and look for that presence of the Spirit in your life and hang on to that peace when it comes.
Yep. You're doing great.
Well said.
You're doing great.
You're probably doing better than you think you are.
That's true. That is very true.
If you're worried about not being or doing good, then you're probably doing better than you think you are.
I love that. I totally agree with that.
So. All right. Well, thank you for joining us today. We'll see you guys later. Leave us some comments if you have any thoughts on this. This is just us talking. I'm sure there are things that
there's probably so much more.
There is definitely so much more.
Yep.
We love you guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening. If you want to watch our videos, check us out on YouTube or shoot us a message on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.